have effects happen in the order that they're played.
It would. They would have to like retcon the entire library of magic cards in that case.
But
they did print some cards that were called Split Second, like 5 years ago, in one of the blocks that said if this comes into play, it cancels everything on the stack and you can't play anything else.
If you want to know what the stack is, in most card games, like actions are like first in, first out. The stack is like last in, first out. So I would play like
Lightning Bolt on my 3-point creature.
And then they would play like, I'd have like a 3-3 creature. I have like, I deal 3 damage to that creature. And then he'd go like, I give my creature +3/+3. And because of the way the stack works, the creature gets +3/+3. And then I deal 3 damage to it. And it doesn't kill it. It's annoying. The most annoying thing I always thought about the stack was the fact that you can block with a creature and then sacrifice it to do something else, and it's still considered blocking the creature that it blocked.
Yeah, at least it doesn't do damage. It used to do damage, but now it doesn't.
I remember when I first got into the game, there was a card called Mog Goblin. It said, sacrifice this, do 2 damage to a creature or a player. And I didn't understand how it worked. I would just block with it or sacrifice it to do damage.
You gotta block.
Yeah, when I eventually played like a 15 or 16 year old magic player as a 7 or 8 year old kid, and he turned around and did that to me, and I was like,
the best thing is when you counter a counter. I play a control deck which has counter spells in it, and basically counter spells just say fuck you.
Yeah,
so like you're gonna be like, I'm gonna play this goblin on the table, it's awesome. Well, counter spell says counter target spell, so that goblin doesn't get played, it gets put in your discard pile, so it like poofs, goes away. Yeah. Well, I can play a card, somebody can counter it, but then you can counter their counter. It makes
so
all the counter
spell does not go off.
Yeah,
and then you can counter the counter that countered.
You
counter
can, spell. And it can. I mean, it's a horrible play, but it's possible.
I always hated counter spells. It's like I pay 8 mana for this creature. I pay 2 mana to counter that creature.
I'll stick with Hearthstone.
In Standard, they've mitigated that by saying, like, the counter spells now are like 1 blue and X. And the opponent can pay X to prevent it from being canceled. So they have to count up the amount it takes to cast the creature and how much available mana you have. Yeah.
So I got this 8-cost creature, but I got to save 12 mana just in case he played that goddamn counter spell.
Yep.
Nice.
Super interesting, I know.
I bought Doomtown after the Hearthstone event that one time. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've been here.
Wow.
We should bring it up. We'll teach you how to play.
I didn't come home today, or I would have, but when you open the box, it has those two preloaded decks for like a scenario round.
Yeah.
Me and my dad played through that. He didn't grasp it nearly as much as I did, but
yeah,
it was that was a real help. Like no other game I've bought had done that, to where it literally just runs you through step by step and tells you why certain things happen.
Yeah, I thought it was really great for the new people having those two pre-built decks and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really annoying to me because I just wanted to sort the cards.
Yeah.
They were basically all out of order because they were in 2 different decks.
So. Yeah, you guys have to teach me how to play because I'm still pretty clueless.
Definitely. Will you pass me the tissues? I'm going to use them as a napkin to get this greasy cheese off my finger. Are we recording? Yep.
Yep. And this is the Nintendo Dreamcast episode.
I was so something. 74?
48?
Are you going to 40? Damn, Matt.
I'm sorry.
We've passed the 69 mark, Matt.
That's right. 70.
I told you, I
76.
Stopped counting after 69.
It's got to be 75.
75.
No more numbers to look forward to.
Yep,
it is 75. Sorry. Went back in time there.
3/4 of the way to 100, guys.
Nice.
But you were trying to stop me before I started.
This is the pre-Gen Con episode.
No, before that. Before 40 even came out of my mouth. I said, this is episode. You were like, wait.
I didn't realize we were recording yet.
Well, I thought you looked at him for the... I thought you were giving him the cue.
Yeah, you were looking at me, and I was like, no, stop. I stopped counting.
Danny shaved off the beard, so now he doesn't know which show it is.
I don't know. I'm like totally scatterbrained today.
Anyway, we've just been discussing Magic the Gathering.
This is the pre-Gen Con episode. Last episode, we said we'd see you after Gen Con, but then I was like, no, let's do an episode before Gen Con. So here we are.
You guys, what, leaving 2 days?
Yeah, we leave Wednesday at noon. I'm going to pick you up at your house, Danny. I've never seen Danny's house. He's actually never invited anybody over, to my knowledge.
That's true.
So we'll see what kind of place it is. Yep. Or if he like meets me at the, like, the driveway. Like, oh, I'm ready to go.
It's probably full of foreigners.
Or cats. I just think it's full of cats.
Full of cats.
I think I'm allergic to cats, right?
That's what you say. Yeah.
You're going to get there and all the locks are going to be on the outside of the doors. So that's going to be really creepy.
Danny was allergic to cats as a child. So he started adopting possums.
Every time I get back from your house, I have to shower to make sure I don't rub my eyes.
I think I am also either allergic to cats or dogs. I don't know which one. It's pretty horrible. I have to take
Benadryl.
Not Benadryl. What's it called?
Prilosec.
No, that's for heartburn.
That's heartburn.
I do take that.
There you go.
Allegra, I think.
Allegra, there you go.
Yeah, I have to take like 5 a fucking day. And if I pet one of the plants or whatever and get it in my eyes, it sucks.
I used to take Benadryl, but it just knocks you the fuck out. It's like you're not allergic to anything, but your day is only 5 hours long.
So. So I just take a massive amount of over-the-counter drugs like sleeping pills and Allegra and Benadryl and stuff. So at this point in my life, I am immune. Like, I have to take like 650 milligram sleeping pills to go to sleep. And for most people, that would put them into a coma. I still don't fall asleep till like 6 in the morning, which is a plus side, because if anybody ever tries to roofie me, I'll just be like, oh, I'm sorry. Time. Did you only use 2 sleeping pills? Because I'm going to take at least 12.
You bought one of those like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like grandpa pill dispensers yet?
No, I buy the 64 count gel cap, 50 milligram ones, and I go through like 1 week. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not allergic to cats, but I'm almost certain mine is trying to kill me because.
Well, it's a cat.
It's a cat. It's always trying to.
Yeah. The other night, I wasn't here last week, so it's been a while since I've seen you guys. But like 2 weeks ago, I'm going to my house after work. It's like midnight. The cat runs under my feet, trips me, and I fall, and I hit my shoulder on the back up. I have like a big sectional leather couch, and so I hit my shoulder on that. Kind of hurt real bad. Didn't think anything of it. Go to bed. Wake up at 2:30 in the morning. Can't move my entire left side. So I have a buddy drive me to the hospital, and they have to shoot me up with like all the muscles in my left side locked up where I hit the couch. So they had to like put muscle relaxers in me and stuff. First time I've been to the hospital in probably 20 years.
Oh my god!
How much did that cost you?
I don't know. I have really great insurance, so I won't even see a bill.
Oh,
so.
That's good.
Nice.
That was fun. And then that morning I was late getting to work because I was in the hospital all night. And then some bitch sideswipes me in Kroger's parking lot and just keeps on driving after taking my mirror off.
Did you chase her?
No, but I got her license plate number from the cameras in the parking lot and filled out a police report.
Nice.
Nice.
So that was like one shitty day I had a couple weeks ago.
Wow. That sucks.
Well, like, you're lucky your buddy was there to take you.
Yep. Yeah. What a suck to just lay there and like not be able to move. Yeah,
little known fact, the only reason that me and Allie are dating is in case I choke or fall in the apartment. Somebody will be there.
There you go.
Or die of sleeping pill overdose, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah, she'll be there to like see me in the morning. I'm just afraid like if I die alone that the cats are
eat you.
Yeah.
So. That's it. That's my only concern, like living alone. I've like tripped and fallen or something, or like slipped down the stairs and like caught myself at the last minute and go like...
If you'd like, Danny, you can set up some kind of dead man switch on your phone that will text me if you don't disable it like every 8 hours.
There you go.
Hey, I know.
Set it up like, Lost style.
It's like, if you're getting this, I've probably died in my house.
That's like, just like, it's like every time I have some sort of slight mishap, like slip on the stairs and like catch myself at the last minute, I'm like, my phone is plugged in upstairs. If I had gone all the way down these stairs, it would have been the worst experience of my life getting in my phone.
You get like one of those jitterbug things.
Yeah, like Life Alert.
Yeah, Life Alert.
I mean, Life Alert. That's what I'm trying to think of what it was.
Anyone would not have Life Alert.
Yeah. I'll get that for you for Christmas. I'll get you a Life Alert.
I lose my keys constantly, like a good 3 times a week. So the other day on Groupon, they had one of those like keychains that you can sync to your smartphone, and it'll give you the beep beep of where it is. So I bought that. So taking proactive steps, but that just reminds me of like a Life Alert. You need something on your phone where like you get on your phone, automatically calls somebody. We don't want Danny's possums to eat him.
So, any fun stuff happened to you this week?
So for the past 2 months, we have lived without neighbors. Like our upstairs apartment has been completely empty. And the guy that lived up there was like a 60-year-old truck driver. And like his 2 daughters, and he was like gone on the road most of the time or whatever. And so they're very pleasant neighbors. So they moved out, and then our landlord's like, you know, we're trying to get people, but you know, this is a, gosh, so unprofessional, Danny. So they're like, well, you know, like, we're pretty much on Xavier's campus, so we're going to try not to get kids, so we'll see what happens. So, of course, no one wants to live up there but kids. So they moved in today, and one of them has, like, the chin beard thing, just, like, the chin goatee.
Oh,
which,
man,
immediately, like, in any, like, and you're like, you know, Gary from Flip Daddies with his, like, little chin strap. Like, just anybody that has that is a douchebag.
Yep.
Like, sorry, it's, like, irrevocable.
Yep.
Like, you shave your face.
Except if any of our listeners have
do the full goatee.
Yeah, the Don Quixote. That's a good one.
Do whatever, but just don't leave that. So he's got that, and then there's a girl and another guy. And they're all, I think, like, one of them 17, like, they're freshmen. And so they moved in yesterday, and I was like, oh, well, I mean, maybe they'll be cool or whatever. I'm not adverse to drug use by any means. I've done my fair share of drugs.
Right.
But my entire apartment smells like the shittiest, stinkiest fucking weed.
Wait, is it shittiest or stinkiest? Because those are like...
No, it smells horrible. Like, it doesn't even smell like good weed.
Okay, it smells like dirty-ass weed.
Yeah. It smells like somebody... like, had some really bad weed, and then they fed it to their dog, and then their dog shit that out, and then they lit that on fire and tried to smoke it.
Right.
So I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not an asshole. I mean, how do you, I mean, they're not even 18 yet.
You'll get used to it.
No. That's not going to happen. I've lived there for almost a year now.
It's a girl and two guys living up there?
Yeah. I'm in my mid-30s. I ain't got time for this shit, Matt.
You just buy a bag of better weed and smoke that in your house, and then your house will smell like that.
It's going to start with one call to the landlord for James, and then before you know it, he's going to have a large collection of balls and frisbees instead of coming to his backyard.
James, he doesn't smoke anymore. He's into the edibles.
Well, I've never smoked weed regularly. I've never even bought drugs. I mean, I will ingest whatever's given to me.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, without question. Acid, boom.
Boom.
Let's do this shit. Mushrooms, Rudy's, cocaine, ecstasy, DMT.
Quaaludes.
If they were Quaaludes, I would do those. I heard that they were very popular in the 70s and 80s. I've done everything, kids, except for heroin. Never heroin or crystal meth.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I just don't like my entire... like, I don't like not being able to control the smell of my own apartment. It's kind of frustrating. It's very invasive. It's not even like...
So you never fart in your apartment?
Well, that goes away in like 5 minutes. This has yet to go away.
Sounds like somebody needs some Glade.
Front, they have that front patio, and that front patio is adjacent to our living room, and they just sit there and chain smoked all fucking day. It's like, and it's not a hint. It's like our entire like apartment reeks. It's quite horrible.
Yeah, to clarify, James's place is more of a duplex than an apartment building.
Yeah.
So it's like he's actually living with these people.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
That's just annoying.
I could see how that'd be annoying. I mean, I wouldn't want to live there. My kids, like, what's that smell?
It's super strong. It's not even a hint. Like a hint, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, Febreze this shit and go on about my day.
Right.
But it's like, yeah. If I farted, I would not be able to smell the smells of my own fart, which smell better than their
shitty
weed.
What if it was good weed? Would you be okay with that?
No.
No. Okay.
I like having a neutral smell in my apartment.
Nobody's house has a neutral smell. It probably smells a little like you.
That's fine. I smell great. I didn't put deodorant on today, though, so. But I didn't really leave the house. Anyway, so I've never, like, as an adult, never had to deal with this. I mean, do I call the landlord? Do I say, hey, kids, don't smoke your shitty weed in front of my window all day. Like, go somewhere else and smoke your shitty weed.
I'd definitely talk to them before I'd call the landlord.
Yeah.
If you have any advice for James as a 30-year-old bachelor living with a bunch of 18-year-olds, please email us at Nintendo Dreamcast.
It's probably one of those new millennial throuple couples.
I mean, the neighbor we had before, evidently, like, we used to have the litter box in the front room, and it was, like, too close to, like, the door, and there's, like, a hole under the door, so he said his apartment smelled like cat shit. He didn't tell us. He just called the landlord. You know what I did? I just moved it. I didn't even care. Open lines of communication.
Yeah.
No way I didn't have to see a stupid cat-hating face.
You could buy him a vaporizer.
Vape.
You wouldn't have to smell it.
Get it going.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to call her fucking parents. That's what I'm going to do. Like, you're... your 17-year-old kids that you're the apartment's like $1,200. Like, they just did nothing but smoke weed all day today. I mean, I'm sure like Mark Zuckerberg did that and he made $1 billion or whatever. But these fuck these kids are retards. They're not making, they have the chin goat.
The chin goat. Yeah. If they make $1 billion, you'll take back what you said.
Honestly, when the girl was moving in, I thought it was our landlord's 10-year-old daughter. That's how young they look. I was like, holy shit, how are you
damn
able to live, and how did you get all this weed?
Found in a pile of dog shit, apparently.
Yeah, Jesus
Christ. When I was in high school, weed was so hard to get. Like, decent weed was so hard to get. It's ridiculous nowadays because everything's rather decent compared to what it used to be like.
You got the internet now.
It wasn't hard to get. It was just really, really expensive. It still is. It's just fucking bug just flew up my nose.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy drugs, so I just do them for free. That's the upside is I don't pay for anything. The downside is I will immediately ingest whatever you give me, so I don't really have a lot of quality control. But
yeah, the worst thing about buying drugs is dealing with people who sell drugs.
Sell drugs.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's one thing I don't regret.
That's, I think you're making some wise life choices there.
Yeah.
Ish's daughter Charlie had a birthday party this weekend. Cordelia went to it.
They finally met. It was nice. Met
and played laser tag, jumped around on some trampolines.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, we gotta go back soon because I have an 8-person laser tag pass that expires at the end of August. So
she got a shit ton of My Little Pony stuff.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh.
And we gave Friendship her. We gave magic. Her a Batman backpack.
They gave them a Batman backpack that was like half Batman comic book, half blue shell from Mario Kart. The sweetest backpack in the world.
That sounds pretty cool.
It was awesome. And she's going to use it to carry around her controllers
My Little Pony
and stuff,
shit.
Her Wii U stuff, because we got her a Wii U after the party.
How's Splatoon?
It is really, really fun. She only likes playing it head-to-head, like couch co-op. She likes to paint the area and do that, all kinds of stuff. Because you can play, you can switch between a squid that travels in the paint that you've already made, and then you have like a character that shoots the gun itself. So you can swap between the two. And she likes it. I haven't played a ton of it. It's mainly been Super Mario 3D World. So we went and got that from GameStop after we picked up the system at because we got the Splatoon edition. She calls it Splashtoon. It's the cutest thing in the world. So we got that edition, and it came with that free pro controller at Best Buy. So then we went over to GameStop and got Super Mario 3D World. And so she's been playing a lot of that. She's not very good at platformers, but she's getting better.
To piss Matt off, I'm going to tell a story I've already told, but I thought it was when Splatoon.
Not me.
No, not you.
The other guy whose name I ended
single
up.
T Matt.
I'm really paranoid now because I feel like I used to feel like I had like a lot of really cool stories, but now I think maybe I just have like two and I tell them over and over again.
I think that guy is way too sensitive. I think you've told the same story maybe twice on this podcast over 78 episodes.
Yeah, dude.
But I've only told two stories though.
You don't repeat very often, if ever.
Right.
You have a very seasoned life that we enjoy hearing about. So keep it up what you're doing. Is this about you guys referencing the email that came in, right?
Yeah,
okay, I saw that.
I was just surfing the internet once, and I saw something about Splatoon. It was an image of the squid girl, and it was like half squid, human, half human. I've seen enough hentai to see how figure out how this happens.
Is it the squid from Mario Brothers? Because that's what it looked like.
It looks very similar, like, yeah, but I don't think it's the same one.
Yeah. It's not published by Nintendo, right? Is it?
I thought it was a Nintendo.
Yeah,
is it?
It might be. Have you seen that?
Anyone published for Wii U besides Nintendo?
Very good point.
Have you seen the video about the Nintendo lore to where like the entire Nintendo universe has been spawned from one of those giant squid guys? Like back in the day, like
no.
And everything's just slowly evolved from that. You'd have to see it on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
I've seen the lore where all the Pixar movies ever made happen in the same
universe. Yeah, I've seen that one too. Have you guys seen Inside Out yet?
What's that?
No, the new Pixar. No, I haven't. I heard it's really good.
Oh, it is so funny. So funny. And it does something weird to where, like, the best character in the movie is in none of the trailers. Like, he's, like, a main character, too.
Huh.
So I just thought it was really weird. Like, because when we were watching it, I kind of didn't really... I knew it was the right movie, but then, like, when you hit a certain part and a certain character shows up, it's just kind of weird because they kind of, like, take charge in the movie for a long time.
I think it's hard to beat Lewis Black in a movie.
Is he in that
anger.
Movie?
Yeah, he's Anger.
Anger.
Oh, have you seen this, Danny?
No, I just know Lewis Black is in it. The only note.
I mean, you say that very confident. Like, yeah, you've seen the movie.
Like,
yeah,
like you've at least seen a trailer or something. Have you seen a trailer?
I don't know. I really love Lewis Black. I think he's hilarious. So
he just yells at you.
To beat him. Yeah.
He actually has no jokes. Yeah, he just yells. Says normal things really loud and abrasively. I actively turn off the Daily Show when Back in Black segment comes out. Or at least I mute it.
Well, like, it's not even a show anymore, so at least you don't have to do that anymore.
Me and
he was on the Daily Show like 2 weeks ago.
Is it still going on? I thought it was over.
No, it's not going to be over. John They're going to replace gonna John Stewart with Trevor Noah.
Who
did they replace him with?
Trevor Noah. It's a South African comedian guy.
Oh, no, I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Is it because? Never mind. Yeah. He's a cool guy.
And me and Danny saw Terminator a few weeks ago. I don't know if he told you guys last week.
I heard that was horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't have told me that either.
I liked it a lot.
Really?
I don't know about Danny, but I really enjoyed it.
I want to see it.
I watch anything with time travel in it.
Exactly. That was our conversation when we were leaving. Like, if it's a time travel movie, like, I'm down to clown. So,
Project Almanac on my list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually want to see that. It's supposed to be kind of
good. Me and my dad watched that the other day. It's very good.
For an MTV movie.
Yeah. It is very good.
So what else did you play, Ish?
Splatoon, Super Mario 3D World, Hearthstone, shit ton. Pretty much any time I lay down in bed at night, I play three or four rounds of that, which I was on a tear the other day. I won like 9 in a row. And then I've played, because I'm really superstitious when it comes to games. So like if I lose two, are you snorting a fly? Like,
can you hand me the tissue? Yeah, I'm really paranoid this fucking fly is up my nose.
He's going to have fly eggs coming out in the morning. But
yeah, it's probably gonna lay eggs in there. Man.
But I've had about four straight nights now. Like, I'll get on and I'll play Hearthstone. If I lose three in a row, I just quit immediately because I won't keep playing anymore. And that's been me like the last four nights. I made it all the way up to like rank 15, and then I've lost my last like 14 games in a row, and it's pissing me off to no end. And it's like half of those are due to my own like half asleep stupidness to where I'll miss a move or something like that.
Well, here's the thing: if you want to play the rankings in Hearthstone, get on about 2 in the morning and play till 6 in the morning, because it's when everybody's asleep and they set their bots to play, and the bots have pre-existing like really horrible decisions, so it's really easy at this time. You'll stop when you hit about rank 14 or like 13 or 14, because bots can't really compete past that ranking.
Yeah,
what's
the point of putting up a bot that will lose consistently for you?
You get gold, and if you lose, they'll win eventually, and it gets your gets you to the golden portrait, which you have to get 500 wins.
Okay.
And like, you're not playing at all, so if you wake up and your bot won 10 games last night, that's, you know, some gold.
What if it lost 10 or you won 10 and lost 30 or something?
Doesn't matter. Why would it matter? You can't go below a certain rank.
Mm. Okay. A lot of Hearthstone did that. I started reading Armada. That's a big thing I've been doing the last few days. That's the new Robert Klein novel that came out.
Who's that?
He's the one that wrote Fanboys and Ready Player One.
Nope.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about that, but so, nope, still.
The movie Fanboys, the Star Wars one. You haven't seen
that? Yeah, I've seen
that. I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. It's a great movie. You guys suck.
I'm sure it's an okay movie.
And then...
And you're embellishing.
No, you'll like it. Especially being Star Wars fans, you'll like it.
It's not the one where, like, somebody's dying of cancer, is it?
Yeah. It's four buddies. It's, like, 1998, and the movie comes out in a year, and the kid's going to be dead, so they decide to go steal the shot of it.
Downer.
But he also wrote Ready Player One.
I bet
he
wish he died before he watched that movie. But really.
Yeah, Ready Player One, I don't know if you guys have read that. It's really good. It's like, it's a book written strictly to like hark on the nostalgia of anything 80s or vintage video game, movie, TV, film. And Armada is very similar. It's the same author. And I think
it's about nostalgia for the Spanish Armada.
Pretty much. It'd be a lot better if the person reading it didn't get every reference, because when you get every single one of them, it's like they're put in just for reference sake, like just for, I don't know. It's kind of a pain in the ass. Like, that's what gets on my nerves. The story itself is really good.
Kind of like what I hear about Pixels.
Yeah. Okay, let's say it's Pixels and The Last Starfighter merged together. Let's say. Okay, Pixels, Last Starfighter, Ender's Game, all in one. That's what Armada is.
Okay.
So
I know what one of those things is. Or I've seen one of those things.
Ender's Game?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Have you read it or just seen it?
I've never read it.
I've read all the books. I refuse to watch the movie. I also refuse to watch Pixels. I have not
seen the movie yet.
I like the movie.
Really?
See?
I've actually not heard such disparaging reviews of a movie as I have read of Pixels
in
a long time.
Everybody hates it.
Yeah, it's not even just a little bit like this another mediocre Adam Sandler movie. They're like, somebody should take Adam Sandler behind the dumpster and shoot him in the back of the head.
It took like 27 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes before it passed zero. That's how many people had to do it. And I thought it was funny because I was reading about that, and I really don't care about what critics say. I'll see Pixels. I'll probably enjoy it, knowing me. But my best friend Brian Wilson posted a little like, every time he doesn't go out very often. He's a nurse, so he works constantly. So him and his wife went and saw Pixels, and he posted a review, 9 out of 10, like on Pixels. And I was just like, and I read everything he said, and so odds are I'm going to like it just based on him liking it because we're very similar. But, yeah.
Chris Columbus directed it, which surprised me when I read that because I like all his movies, like Gremlins, like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah. He's done a few of those.
I really liked The Cobbler. That was Adam Sandler's.
I told you that was really good.
It was like, it's not that funny. And like, I think that's kind of the point. It's not supposed
to be. Yeah, it's a dark comedy. Like,
yeah.
How'd you like the superheroes twist at the end? That was kind of neat when they were telling about the different professions and stuff.
I don't remember that.
The Guardian of Souls? You didn't get that reference at the end?
No.
Oh. At the end, when you find out the big twist or whatever, they tell him that the reason that they can do what they do is they're a guardian of souls.
Okay, you mean that he was a superhero. Okay, yeah. I thought you were like...
Like that he's a superhero.
I thought I missed a part where like he like stepped into a superhero something and got powers or something weird.
It was just like the undertones of like a protector. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, not all the movies I say are good turn out to be complete shit. Matt enjoyed The Cobbler.
Well, it's just hard for me to take any of your recommendations seriously when you so drastically go against public opinion on a number of movies.
Yeah, public are idiots.
What's something that I've said that's good that you didn't agree with?
Pixels.
I haven't seen Pixels, neither of you.
You just said you...
Let's just agree to disagree. Like, going on.
I think I'll like it. That's what I said. I think I'll like it.
Yeah.
I want to say that you will probably like it, but it's shit.
Yeah. That's about all I've played. I've been to the movies a few times and then just played that and not read the book. So that's been my couple weeks.
What about you, Danny? What have you been playing?
Not much of anything, really. I've had a really busy week since I'm about to go on like a week and a half long vacation. So work has been like, well, you got to finish all this first. So that's what I've been doing for the most part. And then preparation, like getting packed. Make sure I have my...
How long has your beard been gone, and how did I just now realize that?
I shaved it off today.
Okay, so it hasn't been like a while.
No.
I just this second realized you have no beard. I'm like, what is going on with Danny? He looks weird.
When he got here, I looked over and was actually startled.
That was very effeminate.
And then I saw, I was like, shit.
I didn't want to bring a razor with me for a week and a half, so I'm just shaved it off all now. Yeah, but I was already starting to itch.
Yeah.
Danny, if you told me that you're like, I got this product that is amazing. It makes my beard not itch. It makes it like silky smooth. It was $20. It's
unfortunately it also gives you skin cancer.
So. It's a like Cincinnati Beard Supply and they sell it at Trader Joe's. It's like a local company, but oh my God, their beard soap is amazing. Like I was ready to shave mine off and then I started using that beard soap. I'm like, I'm getting the Gandalf. I'm going full Gandalf.
Going for Mr. McKellen. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did a little more Sunset Overdrive. It's just more of the same. And I've like basically started playing Hearthstone this week.
I have seen him on, so he is not
of course. I spectate more than I play because since I'm just starting out, I have no cards. And anytime I try to play someone and they're like, fucking Alexstrasza. And I'm like, oh, God damn
it. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm just not going to play the game for a little while. So I hadn't stopped getting mad. The fact that he keeps pairing me up with people that have always been playing it for like...
It took me about 6 months to get all the cards that I needed.
Like all I'm planning on doing right now is just playing enough to get the daily quests done so that I never miss a daily quest. And any 40 gold daily quests, I just ship back and try to get a 60 or 100 gold daily quest from him.
The highest I've ever gotten is 40. I haven't seen a 60 or 100.
You've never seen a 60 gold quest?
No, there's plenty.
There's plenty.
Basically, what I did, though, is like just buy as many classic packs as possible because they've got all the good cards in them.
Yeah, I'd really like my problem is I really love playing Arena. So I'll just like save up 150 gold and then I'm like, I'm going to play an Arena run. And then I'll go 6-3, make 75 gold back.
I suck at Arena. The best I've ever gone is 5 games.
So I have like a skewed opinion of Arena because I've only been playing for like a week. And last Saturday, I did an Arena for the first time, and I got 8 wins. And then we did another because Matt and James were helping me. And then on our normal Tuesday night at the game store, I brought my laptop up, and we did another Arena. And I had like 4 guys behind me, like showing me what to draft and telling me what to do. And I went 12-2.
Holy shit!
So I thought that was like more or less typical for Arena. And then I did like 3 or 4 by myself and got like 6 wins, and then 1 win.
Who do you play? If you guys haven't played, if you're listening, dear listeners, you haven't played Hearthstone, There's a game type called Arena where you spend 150 gold, which is the in-game currency, and you get 20 random cards. It'll give you 3 cards, and you pick one to put in your deck, and you go through, 30 times,
yeah.
And you build a totally random deck, and then you play against other people that have also drafted cards. So it's not constructed from your own collection. So that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, so I have no cards. So the only way I have fun playing the game is when I'm drafting against other people that are drafting. So we're on a level playing field.
Yeah. But like, I'm really bad at Arena for the most part.
Same here.
I like playing Constructed, but...
What class do you play as, Danny?
I'm all over the place for the most part. The way that my card packs have been going, it seems like I'm going to be playing Druid, though.
Really?
What have you been playing, Matt?
Not a whole lot. Marvel Puzzle Quest has been pretty demanding lately. So,
you're still playing that? I thought you dropped out.
I play it on Steam now.
You do?
Because I have the laptop at work or something. I have it.
I got to level 12 on The Witcher.
Nice.
I've been playing a ton of Gwent on that also.
Yeah.
Been getting more into it.
Gwent.
That's the end game card game.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. Like once you start getting,
you can play it with almost any merchant, and the first time you play with a merchant, they give you another card for the game.
Yeah,
so that's what I end up doing is I play every merchant once.
Yep,
and then I'll run around town and I'll come back and I'm like, have I played this guy yet? And I'll play him, and then he'll give me like 4 lumps of silver, and I'm like, you fucking bastard. Wasted like 15 minutes.
I hate when that happens.
I heard there's plans to bring Gwent to the physical realm.
Nice. Yeah, they could easily. I mean, they got the rules all set up.
It would be the most broken game. They'd have to add like a whole bunch of more rules to it, I think.
Really?
Like, don't put 8 legendaries in a deck.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be
constructed
rules, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point now where I'm getting my ass kicked on a regular basis in Gwent.
If I would be mad if you didn't get to the last boss in the game and he wasn't like, hold up, let's play Gwent.
My entire Witcher experience has prepared me for just this moment.
Like, I don't know how to do any combat, but if we play Gwent, I will beat you.
Should be an option. Like, if you're Gwent, like,
non-violent
or something.
Yeah, it's just role-playing. That's how I would deal with a giant ghost hunter guy.
Yeah.
The only thing that freaks me out a little bit about the game is that so out of the the cards in it are so out of the actual like context of the world. Like there's like a Geralt of Rivia card in the game. And so you go to like a tournament and you're talking to this guy and he's like, who the hell are you? And then you like play him in Gwent and he fucking has the Geralt of Rivia card in his goddamn deck.
Could play against Magic the Gathering players and be like, who are you? And then throw down a Snapcaster Mage, which has that Chinese guy that won like worlds on it.
Yeah, but if it said...
I wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah, if it had his actual name on the card, it would be different, though. Okay. Like, I actually want to get the Geralt of Rivia card, because then I can just imagine my character going like, they're like, who are you? Let's play Gwent. I'm like, I'm this fucking guy. I'm in a goddamn card game. What have you ever done with your life?
Well, he was on a farm and he saved up all his money to go play this tournament and you just ruined his life.
Yeah, it still kind of depresses me a little bit.
So that's about it? Just the Witcher and the Puzzle Quest?
I got PlayStation View, the free trial.
What's that?
Like the a la carte cable service. It just says Showtime on it. So
okay, cool.
I've been watching a lot of Masters of Sex.
Fair enough.
I hear only the first season is very good.
No, what's not, Masters of Sex?
It's like a drama about the people who did all those sex studies in the 60s.
Lizzie Kaplan, Michael Sheen play researchers.
Oh, I thought that was on Hulu because I've seen so many advertisements for it on Hulu.
It's called Masters of Sex because isn't the main scientist's last name Masters?
Kevin Masters or something like that. Yeah.
And Lizzie Sex?
They're real people, so it's interesting. But this is back when, like, talking about sex was actually, like, pretty much...
I've seen the trailers for the show, and I understand what it is. I just didn't know it was on Showtime. I thought it was... Because Hulu plays a commercial for it before every show.
Well, Hulu has Showtime now. Well. For an additional few bucks a month, you can get Showtime.
As well as Seinfeld.
Yeah, oh, I know.
I've been watching that.
Yeah, I've watched, like, 50 episodes of Seinfeld while I was playing Hearthstone today.
There you go. I'm in season 3. I do the same thing.
Yeah, so mainly I've been watching that and playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. But, I really want to play Witcher.
As long as we're on the subject, for some reason, I've been watching the Hulu like a lot this like last 2 weeks or something, and I always get the same goddamn commercial for Honda where they sing the Weezer song. Has anyone else seen that?
Oh yeah, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
No, I got that. I just get Masters of Sex.
I just get Buddy the Weezer's Honda. I really like the song and stuff. The thing that always like makes me kind of laugh inside though is there's like a line in it where it's like a. I know you're mine, and you know I'm yours. And the woman sings to the man in the car, like, you know I'm yours. And then the guy goes like, and I know you're mine. And it's supposed to be like the same person singing both lines. So I always liken it to like Futurama with Bender where the girl's like, I love you, baby. And he's like, I know it. Or like Harrison Ford, like, and the like, I love you. I know.
Just like super arrogant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Kitty Cat?
And I also played the new Puzzle Quest, Adventure Time Puzzle Quest.
Oh, there's a new one?
I thought it was supposed to be like god awful.
I saw that article. I only played it for like 3 hours, but it wasn't that bad. If they were expecting Marvel Puzzle Quest, they probably wouldn't like it, but it's a lot more like the original Puzzle Quest. It's more.
Oh, really? I might actually like it then.
Single player campaign based. There is like an arena you can go into, but it's not a huge part of the game.
I know James has seen it, but the Silicon Valley show, Thomas Middleditch, the main guy from that show, he was on Nerdist a while back, and he admitted that he spent about $1,000 on Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh my
God. Playing it. He says he's completely obsessed with it.
I don't even want to spend the $50 to unlock Naraxis and Blackrock and Hearthstone.
I was going to ask about that. Do you have to pay to unlock those? There's no way to do
you
it.
You can
in-game.
Use gold.
You can use gold.
Oh, you can.
It's 700 gold a wing. And there's 5 wings in each one.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was going to say about PlayStation View, it's actually really good. It never hitches up.
That's what we were talking about.
And like, I guess what I miss about Netflix is like the random element that you have from cable. Like, you know, when the movie's over, you flip to another channel and something else crazy's on. You have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
It might not be something you'd watch, but I don't know. It lets you discover things. I mean, that's why I started watching Masters of Sex, because I was watching something I forget and it ended.
Yeah, that's why.
It came on.
Yeah.
What I mean,
I just assume that you're watching Showtime or Cinemax, and that's the only thing people watch is softcore porn on those stations. Yeah. So you're like, oh, Masters of Sex. What's this?
Ray Donovan's supposed to be pretty good, too.
I want to see that. I've heard it's so good.
It's good.
Wet Hot American Summer comes out
soon. Yeah,
it comes out this week while we're in Gen Con, which is very disturbing.
You have a phone?
I will probably watch it all in one night.
Yeah, but I'm in a relationship where we watch everything together, and that would be a jerk move to do that, Matt.
Just watch it and pretend you haven't seen it before.
I would never do that.
Yeah, right.
Except he'll let it slip. Like one part coming up, he'll let it slip, and she'll give him that look like, son of a bitch.
We were watching Rick and Morty together, and I was like, fuck this, I'm just going to watch it all. And then she came home, and like we were going to, like, we watched TV in bed or whatever, and I like, hit it, and she like hits resume show, and it's on like episode 11 instead of 5. She's like, that's weird. I'm like, that is weird.
We must have left a plane.
That is weird.
When we were watching Terminator, they had a preview for the second season of Rick and Morty in the theater. And it's just like, what the hell is this show? And I'm like, it's Rick and Morty. It's on Cartoon Network. I've seen one episode.
Really? It's, I put off watching it for a very long time because it's one of those shows that I didn't have cable when it came out. And every time I would hang out with people, they'd be like, you know what? You'd really like Rick and Morty. It's like your kind of show. You'd really, really like it. Oh, dude, you haven't seen Rick and Morty? That's your kind of show, man. You'd love that. And
that's
so,
exactly why I'm not watching it.
Yeah. So I have not watched it. Like, it's been out for 2 years now. I've never watched it. And then, like Saturday I was bored, or Saturday or Sunday, and I'm like, it was on Hulu. I'm like, all right. And I ended up watching the entire season one day. I'm like, God damn, this show is awesome.
The only reason I had no clue what it was.
I never heard of it until my brother told me about it. And he's like, this is the best episode of this show. And he showed me the episode where the devil opens up his little curio stand.
I wouldn't say that was the best one.
Then Rick opens up a store right across the street that unenchants all the curses on the cursed items and just makes them, so you just get the good part of the curse.
The devil from Needful Things comes to town and he opens up a Needful Things shop where everything's free, but they have a curse on them. And so Rick, who's a scientist and a drunk and an asshole, goes there and decides that he is going to, with science, make an invention that decurses all the items. So people are coming in the shop and getting them all for free. And then he's turning them into usable items to spite the devil.
They're like, all the cursed items are like, you're super attractive to ladies, but you're sterile. So he would just take the sterile part off of it. So now you're just super attractive to ladies.
That sounds like a win-win, actually. Yeah.
That is a win-win.
So the guy gets up and he's like, I've learned no lessons.
Yeah, it's not a win-win for the devil.
Well, the guy's impotent.
No, I'm talking about like with the curse, though.
No, the guy's
impotent.
Impotent. Oh, okay.
Sorry. That's what I meant, yeah.
All right, sterile. Yeah. Okay.
That's a teenage dream right there, man.
he's like, no, the cruel irony. And then like Rick just gives him a shot and he's like, you're good now. And he's like, I've learned nothing.
You guys remember the movie Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser where he makes a deal with the devil?
Nobody's remembered that movie.
I remember that because I worked in a movie theater.
One of the wishes is he's like a big, like giant basketball player, superstar, but he's got a super tiny dick. So none of the girls will even go near him. And then his next wish is like, because he gets like 7 wishes apparently. And the next one he's like, give me a huge rod. So they give it to him, but then he's super gay. Like, so that's how, you know, the devil wish with a curse and stuff is pretty funny.
Yeah, so I watched all of Rick and Morty. It's pretty good.
I bet BoJack Horseman is better.
I was going to say, season 2's out.
I watched the whole season.
I like it better than BoJack Horseman just because I think I identify him. Like, Rick is like an alcoholic, a drunk, and he thinks that he's smarter than everybody else. And his like solution,
sounds like BoJack.
His solution to problems is like just not cooperating with the system. Like, he's like, Rick, I've got to do my science homework. And he's just like, just don't do it. Like end of that entire like arc, like, oh, I've got to do this thing. He's like, no, you don't. Just don't do it. This is stupid. Let's go do something else.
Guy needs some like antacids or something, though. He's just burping all the time.
Well, he's drunk all the time. He's vomiting in his mouth every single episode. But I enjoy the part of the like the underlying thing of the series where it's just like, if you get to a certain point in your life, you can just decide that you don't want to interact with the system anymore. And I like that part of the show. BoJack's just incredibly rich.
Yeah.
I haven't watched season 2 yet, though.
It's really good. I didn't think that they could make it as good as season 1.
And is he doing Seabiscuit? Is that what it's about, like the season? Or is it?
It's a Seabiscuit. Not Seabiscuit. It's a. Fuck. What's the other name of the
Secretariat.
Horse?
Secretariat.
Oh, yeah, Secretariat.
Yeah, he's doing that. And
he's making a movie about it or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of fucks it up.
The Secretariat is a little different in their universe, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's super funny. Gets really, really dark.
Well, I would like that.
I wouldn't expect as much. I mean,
yeah. So, what'd you play?
I didn't play anything. Not really. So, Magic the Gathering released Magic Origins for tablets, which is like their answer to Hearthstone. And I tried playing it. It's just not. The thing about Hearthstone, which is why it makes a card game doable like on electronic device, is that you can't take any actions during your opponent's turn. So you do everything you can and you pass. Your opponent does everything and pass. In Magic, there are so many interactions you can take on your opponent's turn. Like, I'm playing people online and it's like hour long games because I have to wait for them to like make decisions and they can pause the game to like read the cards and stuff. So it's just like, in an hour, I could play like 6 Hearthstone games. In an hour, I've played 1 game of Magic on my tablet. And when that hour is over and it gives me 10 gold coins, I'm like, God damn, that was a really long time. So probably not going to play that anymore. And it just, it doesn't translate well. Other than that, have I played anything? I've been super busy with business.
What was the name of that game that came out that was like a Baldur's Gate clone by the same people that
Pillars you played of Eternia.
Pillars of Eternia.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to get back to playing that. I got a bug that ruined my game, and I've heard that they fixed it, but I haven't had the time to sit down and fire it up and waste 100 hours of my life.
I think I have a broken quest in Witcher, actually. It just reminded me of that.
Oh, really?
It's Fool's Gold. Do you remember that quest where you have to talk to the pig?
I don't know if I've done that yet, but I also have a broken quest. Is it a treasure hunt?
No, it's a secondary quest.
For some reason, I have a treasure hunt where I've already gotten the treasure, but hasn't marked it as complete yet.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like you get to the certain point in this quest, and you have to find this pig and talk to it, and the pig is just not there at where the quest marker is.
Did you think that maybe a talking pig isn't real, and that the quest isn't broken? You're just...
I just kind of, you know, take quests at their word, you know, yeah. Especially in fantasy games.
Fair enough.
Anybody watch the movie?
I watched it about 10 days ago, but
I did not watch it at all.
I was too busy.
All right, let's just skip it because actually it's getting late and I forgot to charge the recorder.
What?
A little worried about that.
Well, let's get on the news then. The news. What's in the news?
Well, we'll do it next week. Or next time. Like, you guys are going to have time to watch it at Gen Con.
It's got Matthew Lawrence in it and Steve Buscemi. So, that's good things.
That's enough.
Christian Slater.
Julianne Moore.
What?
It has A.C. Slater.
No. Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Mario Lopez. Not in that one.
Yeah, so George R.R. Martin listened to our last podcast, apparently.
I saw that. We're very alike in mind, I think. And he recognizes, you know, keys to good storytelling, which I also, as a connoisseur of stories, recognize. And yeah.
Yeah, that you guys read the same Reddit thread, but
yeah,
more likely.
Did you know that George R. R. Martin's first published piece was a letter to Marvel as like a 10-year-old kid? He wrote in to talk about Doctor Doom and how he was such a great villain.
I didn't know that.
Nice. Yeah, it was like issue like 12 of Fantastic Four,
yeah,
or something.
I'm sure he's really happy with what they've done with him in the movies.
Oh my god, let's not even talk about that. You can, however, go to Denny's and they have an entire Fantastic Four.
Yeah, menu.
Menu.
Oh,
yeah. I was thinking on our way to Gen Con, we stop at every Denny's on the way and we get the Dr. Doom lava cake.
There's a four cheese omelet, the Thing burger. Those are the only commercials I've seen.
Yeah, well, we should eat them all. See if they're fantastic.
Anyway, the people who don't know what I'm talking about, last cast, James went on to say that he's sick of all the Marvel movies where they basically fight the bad versions of themselves.
Yeah.
And
George R. R. Martin's fed up with that shit, too.
Yeah.
He had a press release where he said that. So that's what we're quoting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a press release?
It was just an interview.
Interview, yeah.
But it's a pretty...
a weird thing to have a press release for.
I think now that they're on like their like 15th movie, the formula is pretty apparent.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it. Yeah. I mean, the Doctor Strange movie, he's going to fight Baron Mordo, who is also a magic user, but he is he's different than Strange, I guess. I don't know. Like, it wouldn't make much sense for Doctor Strange to fight somebody that's not magical, because it wouldn't be very much of a fight.
Yeah.
Be like, boom, Strange you're in hell.
Versus the Hulk.
They're not going to do, what's the demon's name in Doctor Strange?
Oh, Mephisto?
No.
Well, there's Mephistopheles, there's Dormandu.
Dormandu is the one.
Yeah. Well, Baron Mordo makes a deal with him, so okay. I think you'll see them both in the movie. So, we'll see. I'm excited about that movie. Doctor Strange could just be reading books, and I would love it.
So, they're reading out loud.
Yeah.
Fallout Shelter is finally coming to Android August 13th. Excited about that. They're going to make a bunch of updates to it.
The more I've seen, the less it actually looks like any fun, actually.
It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be addicting as shit.
I got to about 90 dwellers, and then I stopped playing. So I know you can go all the way to 200.
It's a testament to how serious I am about my new business is that I have this iPad, and I have not installed Fallout Shelter on it.
Wow.
I'm not going to use it for games.
Don't mix business and pleasure.
It's a business pad.
I have a buddy that listens that wants to come on. He wants us to do a Fallout cast when the new one's coming out. Because he's like anything Fallout, he knows like all the lore and everything.
Oh, I'd be more than happy to talk about Fallout.
And I have a Fallout out off.
Did you see that they did the collector's edition of all the previous Fallouts and like the nuclear warhead? And they sold out in like 5 minutes because they didn't announce they were going to do it.
Hear about that.
Yeah, it was for PC only, and it comes, you know, the Fat Man nuclear warhead. And so it's one of those, and the top screws off, and in like a really nice like slim cases. It's got Fallout, Fallout 2, Fallout Tactics, Fallout 3, and then Fallout New Vegas. Everything, all the like DLC and everything. It's PC only, obviously, and it was only $50. Cool. It comes in that replica, but they sold out.
Come with anything else, like Nuka-Cola caps or?
No, I think just the nuclear bomb makes like you press a button and it makes like explosion noises or something. And it would have been a cool little piece to have. But
yeah, the buddy I'm talking about, his name is Jordan. He's the one that told me like a month or so before they announced it that he's like, I'm pretty sure it'll come out this year because like November something has some kind of lore with the game. And sure enough, it happened.
Sweet.
I was just looking at this mod online for New Vegas. It was like, it's called The Frontier, and it's all like snowy. And like
yeah, they
Russia
turned it into like
shit.
A winter wasteland.
That's pretty cool looking.
Walking in a winter wasteland.
And you have to like actually pay attention to what the temperature is and like wear certain stuff, and you can get frostbite.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to play that.
Yeah, me too.
Imagine if that happened in Skyrim, your character would die in like 2 seconds. Because he basically is a shirtless barbarian.
Yeah. He wouldn't get frostbite, though. He's Dragonborn.
Yeah.
Well, what about all the other people in the game with no clothes on?
Fuck them. Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of Fallout, they posted this thing about 10 things we learned about Fallout 4 from QuakeCon. Do you remember? What did we learn?
What all new came out?
I don't know. Did you guys not read it?
I read it. I just wondered what you took away from it.
I'm going to have to look it up again.
It says there's going to be a bunch of companions, like including dog meat. We already
yeah
knew about
there's
that,
dog though. Meat there's the robot is like Mr. Pendleton or something, but what is cool is like the robot they programmed with like the you know how you can like type into a keyboard and it'll be like go to hell Danny hey beast. So they're using that for the robot's voice, so whatever your name is he'll say it. So like, hello, Mr. Fuckface.
they already talked about that at E3, though.
Well, they programmed real names in, like, the voice actors recorded, like, 2 million lines of dialogue. But the robot for the companion actually will say what...
Speak and spells it.
He'll say whatever your name is. So if you name yourself...
Fuckface.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just what it says here.
Yeah.
I was being original.
Yep. So, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Nothing original underneath the sun, Matt.
Don't quote the Bible at me.
But, yeah, I don't know. If you guys don't know, when the podcast is starting a business, so I've been doing all kinds of bureaucratic bullshit this past week and phone calls and everything. So I think I saw that article and I just posted it to our thing to read later and never got a chance to read it.
Nice.
There's a new character, Preston Garvey. Like you see him in the trailer of E3, but they actually talked about him. He's a Commonwealth Minuteman.
Oh, is that the black guy with the cowboy hat?
Yeah, with the crocodile Dundee.
He looks
hat.
A lot like the guy you first meet in Megaton in Fallout 3. I know that guy because every playthrough, he's the first guy I go and murder, so I can wear his cowboy hat and duster. And he's got the Chinese assault rifle, which is a good early game weapon. So
apparently, if you... Like, you probably only care about this if you're a dog person, but dog meat is based on a real dog who is named River.
Yeah, I think it's one of the developers' dogs, right?
Yeah.
Looks That's like pretty a, adorable.
Looks like a police dog. Yeah, I guess.
You don't like dogs?
I like them. They're all right. I mean, but...
Love me some doggies.
I just look at them and I see a big, dumb animal. Like, and that's kind of cute in a way, but, like, at the same time, it's like, I don't really want to live with that.
They love you unconditionally, Matt.
Whatever. You'd rather live with cats, huh?
Actually, no. I don't want to live with cats anymore either.
Cats will not love you. They do not literally give one fuck about you.
No, they actually hate you actively. Well, they've proven that scientifically.
One of my cats, no matter what room I walk into, like if he's in there, he will immediately just run into the next room and sit down and then look at you and wait for you to walk into that room and then go into the other room.
Yeah.
They're ungrateful fuckers.
You can command the dog to scout for areas, for items. I want to say, that wasn't another game not too long ago. Like, was that Fable? Or you could, like, just point in an area and send the dog in that direction. It would come back would with something random.
Yeah, it might have been Fable.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fable, did you see Peter Molyneux left his company?
I did. Yeah.
Got us. Kind
of
got
it. He didn't leave. He stepped down as the head of it, and he hired an actual CEO because he's not doing so well at the business part of it.
What a turd.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you all right,
sorry. Go on. What else did we learn from Fallout?
I think we covered most of it. There's factions that can war with each other, and you can come across them fighting each other and decide which faction to help. That also doesn't seem that innovative.
No, that's kind of in Skyrim. Like, you'd walk around, you'd see, like, the Thalmor, like, maybe fighting some Imperial guys or whatever. In Skyrim, I would just kill them all. So you find, like, two people fighting, you're like,
James doesn't pick sides. He just kills everyone.
I'm indiscriminate, he's like God.
Equal opportunity destroyer. Yeah. Just messes them up.
I would go out of my way to destroy the Thalmor at any... Because those guys were assholes. They're like the Republicans of Skyrim. So,
perks are going to be tied to special stats and not levels now. So,
okay. So, like, if my intelligence is at a 9, I can take a special or a perk that.
Yeah,
would be a special stat.
Yeah, I think just as if you're the higher your intelligence gets, the more perks you'll get, like, automatically. Which,
oh, cool.
I don't know how I feel about that, but. I don't know. It might be cool.
Yeah.
Well, perks always had prerequisites for picking them, right? Stat-wise.
Well, I don't know if what they're saying is, like, the prerequisite will now not be tied to level as well, because it would be, like, you couldn't get a certain one unless you had intelligence of 8, but you also had to have a level of, like, 16.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just all of the perks are unlocked at the beginning of the game based on your stats.
Yeah. That might be it. I was thinking that, like, if you, I don't know, happen to get your strength up, you know, +4 or something, you would get a perk automatically.
I think you still get the, or maybe you do automatically.
Like, maybe like perks are like set at different levels. I don't know. But I think what you're saying makes more sense.
We shall see.
The book and comic cover is more detailed. You can zoom in and look at them.
That's cool that nobody will ever do that.
Yeah. And that's about it. You can romance your companions no matter whether or not they're male or female.
What if they're the dog or the robot?
Yeah, it's not, they're not clear on whether you can or not.
I like that. There's hope. There is hope.
I'm guessing you can with a robot.
What about the dog?
It seems like Fallout's sense of humor to be able to do that. I don't think they're gonna let you do it with the dog. I don't think there's any way they'd get that out under M if they did.
Matt, if gay people can have sex, then can't a person have sex with a dog?
That's exactly what Lindsey Graham was trying to warn us about.
Yeah, I mean, what is to stop that from happening, Matt?
Oh. God damn it. Hate when they're right.
Yeah.
Brick can finally marry a lamp.
Did you watch Joe Dirt 2?
Yes.
Did you
really?
Okay.
I really like the original Joe Dirt.
Do you see?
The original was great.
The problem I have with your movie selection.
I watch everything once. You know that rule.
I don't ever think I've heard you say, hey, I watched this movie, I really didn't enjoy it.
I've said it to a few. I know. No. I have. No. But Joe Dirt 2 is one of them. Because the premise is, I don't know, it's recycled. And
it's a time travel movie, though,
right? It is.
What sparkle did Terminator have that was not recycled that made it so much better than Joe Dirt 2?
Because with Terminator, they left a lot to the unknown. They didn't just, like, spoon-feed you everything. Like, there's certain things that happened in the movie that they didn't tell you how it happened or anything. Because
they probably didn't know how it happened.
They're pushing for a sequel.
Exactly.
I have read good reviews of Terminator, but most of them have been pretty bad.
Now, Joe Dirt 2... They do the exact same jokes from the first movie, slightly altered. It's the laziest fucking movie in the world. Like, I really didn't care for it. I had extremely high hopes for it. I love Joe Dirt 1.
Only
clearly
people that would publish
David
it are Crackle.
David Spade's career is on the high.
I will not watch anything on Crackle ever again. That was the most annoying experience of my life. Like,
what's
last
Crackle?
Time. It's like Netflix, but with commercials, except they have a fucking commercial every 3 minutes, and it's the same commercial.
Oh, I think mine had two commercials the whole time I watched the movie.
I mean, it's just PlayStation, then.
I made my dad watch it with me. We watched it on the Fire TV stick that I got him. And, like, it is literally the exact same fucking jokes. Like, you've seen Joe Dirt 1, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The apple core joke. Remember when he's wanting to eat lunch? The firework stand joke with the snakes and sparklers, except this time they do it with weed and aspirin because Kickin' Wing's a drug dealer instead of a firework salesman. So instead of it's the exact same jokes. It was just not very good. So no.
There you go. There's one that he doesn't like.
I definitely would say don't even watch it.
It happens sometimes.
We all have weird taste in movies.
Nintendo is shutting down Wii U TV next month.
Don't even know what that is.
Yeah, most people don't. That's probably why they're shutting it down. apparently, it's just like a community service where you can like chat with other people while you're watching shit. The only channels that ever got used were like the wrestling channels.
And I assume that was just pedophiles trying to get little boys on there watching wrestling.
Did you guys ever do Netflix parties on the 360 back in the day when they had those?
I didn't have one once.
They were pretty cool. They weren't bad.
I did one with Tom Caruso, actually. I forget what we watched.
I think I did it once with my brother.
Yeah.
They were actually pretty cool.
Yep.
But I guess they took them away for why?
I don't.
The party system changed when the Xbox One came out, and so like when they were doing all
it went
the Xbox,
away well before the.
Xbox. I know, but when they were making all the updates to like pre-stage it before the next thing, like they said, like certain compatibility issues popped up.
No, like the party, like you could only do it for like a year. It was like 2006, and then like 2007 or like 2008, and then 2009, it just disappeared.
I think the rights holders probably had issues with it.
Yeah, and like, I thought it was tied to like a region, like I don't know. It was a bureaucratic issue. I remember. It sucked.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was easy. I guess people did it for pirating reasons, but I don't understand how it would help you pirate.
I mean, you could watch a movie for free if you didn't want to pay for Netflix. Just, you know, get your friend to
invite you
to a party.
Oh, I thought they both had to have Netflix for it to happen.
Did they?
You didn't. Both people didn't have to have Netflix. You could have one person. You could have seven guests.
Oh, that's probably why then.
No, they didn't have to have Netflix.
The new Tomb Raider that's going to be an Xbox exclusive.
It's a timed exclusive,
but it's going to be a year before PS4 gets it.
PS4 is exclusive.
No, it's Xbox One, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
For one full year?
One whole year.
Damn, that's hardcore.
It'll be coming out for PC, not like a couple of months after it comes out for Xbox, but...
PS4 is the next following holiday season.
Yep.
I'll be getting it. That's for sure. I love that last one.
Hulk Hogan has been kicked out of the WWE series, at least for WWE 216.
I have not given two shits about that story.
He hasn't wrestled in like 15 years, has he?
I don't know, dude. I don't follow wrestling.
No, he still does a lot of promotional shit for me like that, and they completely cut him off. What, it was something racial, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said some racist shit in a sex video that he released.
He said the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they,
but like, he didn't say it like he said it. From a place of banging the shit out of somebody and hating. It was like it came across as a little hateful.
Right. Okay.
Not just like a slip.
He was just singing a rap song and didn't bleep himself. Yeah, right.
Or like in bad taste joking with like his friend. He's like, "Oh, you're being an N." No, it was more.
It's not like "What's up, my N?" It's like, "Hey, you're an N."
Yeah.
No, it was hateful.
Bunch of people in some pro gaming league got busted.
Oh yeah, the Adderall thing.
So now ESL is going to start drug testing.
There's a big like Magic is going through that right now. Because pretty much every single person that plays on the pro tour or Magic is like Adderall'd the fuck out, and so they're trying to. I think their policy right now is ask, like, don't ask, don't tell kind of deal, but it's becoming very apparent. And now, especially since it's all televised and stuff, and you can just see these guys, like, tweaking out, like, 20 Adderall.
I'm sure Danny will see it at the Dota tournament. So that'll be good.
I think they should be required to do some damage to their bodies. I mean, if they're going to call it a sport. So, I don't know. That seems kind of dumb. Who cares?
Well, I mean, with Magic Pro Tour, you're playing for $1 million, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So
get on some fucking Adderall.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a delay rumored for Mighty No. 9. Apparently,
can we talk about this?
This is new this week.
Just this company's perspective on video games. Like, we haven't even finished a game yet. Let's kickstart another game.
It's almost like they kickstarted another game to get that money to finish the game that they were on. And then using the sales from the game that they just released to then put back into the Kickstarter for the game they want to make in the future. It's almost like some kind of weird loan. Yeah.
I am having second thoughts about that entire situation.
We said this since, I think, episode number one. There needs to be some Kickstarter regulations for these gaming companies, what they can do.
Yeah. But, I mean, how are they going to penalize them? You can't force them to give the money back.
No, I think to utilize Kickstarter, the Kickstarter should have at least a rule in effect that says you cannot utilize our service until you complete and ship the service, you know, the game that you previously used our service for.
Right. So
that'd be good.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work.
I have regretted every single thing I've ever kickstarted.
I've only kickstarted two things.
I've also only kickstarted two things. Yeah. I've regretted both of them.
Rift Tracks had a Kickstarter to like get better movies.
I've done two things, but they were both movies.
The movies have been really good, and that was worth it, I thought.
Yeah. Any guesses on what movies I did?
Gamers, Hands of Fate.
That Ninja one, and...
No, it was Super Troopers 2 and Laser Team from Rooster Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
So that was Indiegogo, both of those. Those aren't Kickstarter, but...
Okay, well, that makes sense. And I think this is our last one. Jurassic World has now made more money than the Avengers. I still have not seen it.
That's good.
That's really good. I liked it.
Yeah, like Danny said, slow news week.
Cool.
Yep.
Let me check for email. Sorry.
I know we got the one from Matt Fry berating Danny or James this week. He alternates weeks.
Oh, we got another one?
He sent another one. He did.
Another one?
God, all right, I got it right here.
You're cut off, Matt. It's one email per like 2 months.
That is the Zmaltz equivalency that we are setting up.
Okay, intro times. This is where he's complaining about the intro time of the show.
Yeah, he talked about.
I've heard some legitimate complaints about.
Yeah, it's long sometimes.
But our intros, but
yeah, I told Danny the intro music should be a minute max because the intros felt super long. After listening to the most recent cast, it felt much better. As it turns out, I timed the music; it is just under a minute. And if it was just a movie clip, that is way too long.
Yeah. You pick some long-ass movie quotes sometimes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm stuck with what I can find on YouTube. Like, I seriously spend like an hour and a half to 2 hours looking for quotes on YouTube. I really regret doing that at all.
Someone once said to me, like, man, those movie clips are really long, and I have no idea what the fuck's going on. It's being your podcast. And I said, I have no idea how to edit this, and Matt does it all himself, so whatever he does is cool with me.
Yeah, I mean, if it really gets that hard to find, just, like, take any joke you can find and just put the punchline in the beginning. Because, like, even he made the point
like
when we did
do,
Monster Squad. You did, like, the whole scene where...
That was less than 30 seconds long.
You could have just done the, Wolfman has nards, and everyone would have gotten it. And there we go, moved on.
I say you do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Golden Matt.
Sometimes it starts like if I do that, it'll start in the middle of a music cue and it's really jarring. Like, so I try to like go back to the, like at least a break in the music cue. So it doesn't start, the podcast doesn't start with or some shit like that. So
anyway,
well, thanks for the, criticism.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Look into it. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Keep emailing in.
Can't be that bad. You're still listening.
James doesn't thank you for the criticism. He just thanks you for listening.
This is the guy that I met at the Hearthstone event, right?
Yeah. Probably.
That mad guy. Dark haired.
Yeah, the one.
The one that Danny outed as a drunk driver last week or whatever.
I said he was tested for
the
UI.
Yeah.
This is just payback for talking shit about everybody that emails us. They're just going to like email us and tell us everything they hate about our podcast.
That's why I told him, just keep emailing us and we'll eventually alienate you.
Yeah. So thanks, Matt. Making me wish I hadn't deleted your last name in the last podcast.
Let's just, this episode, don't even put any intro. We'll just go right into it.
Yeah.
It's no intro. No intro this week. That's what you get.
Yeah. I like the intro.
I do too.
Whatever you do is fine by me.
We don't exactly have the rights for it, so I might have to remove it at some point.
Our intro music, I was about to say, is it stock music you got from one of the sites, or is it?
It's Creative Commons, and I meant to email the guy and ask him if we could use them, and I still haven't. But we're not making any money off of it. So with Creative Commons, as long as you're not making any money, it's okay to use.
We have no sponsors.
No.
The one week we did the Hideo Kojima joke with that Nintendo was torturing him. Did you do the Photoshop of Kojima's head on there? Because a couple people are like that I know that listen to the show were like, that was fucking hilarious when it popped up on their thing. Because it pops up on iTunes, just like right there when you're listening to it. I guess he made it.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Sweet.
Because apparently he hasn't been seen around Japan in months. So they don't even know where the hell he is.
I didn't post the story, but apparently he's been hanging out with that dude he was going to do Silent Hill with. What's his name?
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro. Yeah,
I was kept thinking Benicio del Toro.
Del Toro.
I knew that wasn't right.
Guillermo del Toro.
Gael.
Is Pacific Rim 2 coming out? Is that a thing?
They're making it. Charlie Hunnam's in it, and so it's...
What they should do is take... They should fool the networks or whatever and call it, in like little tiny letters, Hellboy 3, Pacific Rim 2. Because, God... How do you start a movie trilogy and then just stop after the second one?
Yeah.
Wait, what trilogy?
Hellboy.
Oh.
They'll get it made. Ron Perlman will get it made. He's a big
cult
favorite.
Yeah, they did a big like AMA on Reddit, and they came in and they were basically like, to do it, we need hundreds of millions of dollars, and the studio refuses to give us the money. They can't. They're like, there's no way. They talked about it because him and Guillermo del Toro got together and talked. They're like, each person would have to like kickstart $2,000 a piece. Like, impossible.
They can't Shenmue 3 this shit.
Ron Perlman's trying real hard to get it made, though, apparently.
Yeah. It's dead up to the studios at this point. It's a unkickstartable movie. That's pretty much Guillermo del Toro said, I will do it with a $100 million budget or I will not do it.
Have you heard of the movie Thundercade that they're making right now?
Nope.
It's about like a guy in the 80s sets like a, it's like, he's like Billy Mitchell-esque, sets a lot of records. He's a big douchebag. And then present day, a young guy starts beating all of his scores. And they bring back this thing, like a championship gaming thing that's worldwide called the Thundercade. And it's just like a big game. It's like a...
Does it have Adam Sandler? Because it sounds like an Adam Sandler movie.
It doesn't have Adam Sandler, no.
Sounds like an episode of Chuck I watched once.
No, that episode of Chuck is hilarious. Because, there's one Rush album that people always associate with classic video games because each song on the album exactly corresponds to like either an enemy wave or something that takes place in classic games. Like, you can look it up. I'm not making this shit up. In the episode of Chuck, they're playing what game? You remember?
Missile Command. Up.
They're playing it in Chuck. And just so happens that like Chuck's like dumb friend that worked at the store was an old like 80s champion at Missile Command, because Tom Sawyer by Rush is the exact song to the Missile Command, like to beat the whole game. So as long as you play the song on loop, it tells you like it puts you in like a pulse to do it. And like this dude, that's how they beat the game. But there's one Rush album where each song is supposed to line up with a classic video game.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Big myth thing.
Is it just in Chuck, or did you hear that somewhere else?
It's a real life thing.
Oh, weird. Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh. If you watch Dark Side of the Moon, it totally lines up with Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, dude. Dark Side of Oz.
Hey, say what you want, but I eventually did that, and I was impressed with the sinking. And I was actually on no drugs.
Yeah,
I only watched it for about 20 minutes because I've heard Dark Side of the Moon 2,000 times, mm-hmm. So I didn't need to watch it.
It doesn't sync up anymore after 20 minutes either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I was mildly impressed with it.
So you're supposed to start Dark Side of the Moon right as you turn on Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or right when the lion roars the second time or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice.
Oh, I did watch one thing I wanted to talk about. The Lost Soul. It's this documentary about the making of that 1996 version of The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, really?
Kilmer?
I just listened to the How Did This Get Made episode.
They mentioned it there. That's why I watched it. It's fucking hilarious. Like, you should definitely check it out.
I didn't know, like, all this shit with, like, Val Kilmer and Martin. Like, they, like, wouldn't act in the same scenes together, and he hated Val Kilmer.
Like Marlon Brando, yeah.
He got like all he got like half his dialogue taken away and given to like the midget guy. Just to spite Val Kilmer. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that was yeah.
Was this movie before or after Batman Forever? Because that's the only reason
it was just after Batman Forever. Like, and like
I have to think that maybe
they signed him on before Batman Forever came out, and then like they went to talk to him after that. He's like, I don't know if I want to be in the lead role anymore. Your movie's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And he just had a complete attitude.
Oh, it's really like evidently Val Kilmer wanted dialogue with Martin Brando, but he refused, so they kept having them in the same scenes, but they never talked to each other. Like, they never have interactive dialogue.
They had one conversation, apparently, and Val Kilmer's like, so, you been out to the reef yet? And Marlon Brando was like, fucking reefs? I own fucking reefs. Why would I go out to the fucking reef?
Yeah. I like to think that exchange was actually, like, Marlon Brando's just reaction. Like, you're an idiot. I don't want to talk to you. We should do that. We can't do that movie. How did this get made? Did it? It's just such an awful movie that it would be no point in doing it.
My dad really likes that movie.
They fired the director in the beginning of it, and the original director is like this crazy dude who like believes in like witchcraft, and like he got this warlock to cast a spell on Marlon Brando to get him to be in the movie.
That's awesome. That actually might explain why, because if you watch the movie, like there's obviously something compelling him to be in this movie, and he is not happy about it.
I think he joined the movie specifically to fuck with that guy.
Watching that movie,
and Val Kilmer,
and
he watched Batman Forever, and he's like, Val Kilmer's in this movie. Fuck that guy.
Hey, Val Kilmer came on and just completely undermined the witchcraft dude. He was like, he just came on with like a complete dictum. He's like, hey, directors belong behind the camera. And so,
have you guys ever seen
made the guy cry and like run away?
Have you seen Tank Girl with Lori Petty?
Yeah.
Those kangaroo guys.
Yeah, with like Ice-T.
Yeah. That reminds me of like the creatures in Dr. Moreau. That's what I always think of when I watch.
I think I remember that they recycled some of the stuff from Island of Dr. Moreau for that movie.
Really? Yeah. That would make sense because they look very similar.
Speaking of movie documentaries,
Lost Souls, watch it. It's really good. It's really funny.
There's a 3-hour documentary on YouTube about the making of the second Alien movie, Aliens.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but you should watch it. It's just really, really entertaining. They have interviews with like everybody in the movie and stuff and what all they went through to make it. It's pretty cool.
Aliens documentary?
Yeah.
Let's check that out.
It's 3 hours long, but it's awesome.
I also saw Tomorrowland. That was a really good one.
Oh, yeah. I watched that.
George Clooney and Britt Robinson.
Oh, no. I was thinking of Escape from Tomorrow.
Escape from Tomorrow. What is that?
It's this like guerrilla footage horror movie that they shot.
Oh, that they shot at Disney World. Yeah. Okay, I remember that now.
This dude follows these teenage girls around for the whole movie. It's super creepy.
Like, it's not a time travel movie, Tomorrowland isn't, but it's like an alternate dimension movie, which is pretty neat.
Did not do very well in the box office at all.
It just got a cool premise.
Cool.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me the name of that documentary, because when I type in aliens documentary, I get all kinds of crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll find it.
UFO and alien documentary. UFO documentary.
Oh, yeah, and I also watched The Maze Runner on Danny's recommendation, and it was really good.
What did you watch?
Okay.
Really?
I watched The Maze Runner, first of all.
He said it was good. He said it was good, so I agree with him.
I would not recommend Maze Runner.
Isn't that based on a YA book?
Did you watch that after you watched Percy Jackson?
The Lightning Thief?
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw around a bus, Danny. You said it was good, so I watched it.
Directly
was
after.
Was it in between Twilight?
I said it was like the new Hunger Games, basically.
Okay.
Something that would make me want to watch it. Do you like The Hunger Games, Danny?
I watched it because my girlfriend loves them.
You've seen them all, haven't you?
I have so far.
I've watched every Hunger Games movie with my mother.
Yeah, this is
weird. So did I.
Rock on. So, like,
oh, you mean my mom?
My like ex-girlfriend's birthday was the same week that Hunger Games premiered every year. So I would go visit her, and we go watch together.
I remember you talking birthday. About that on the show. Yeah.
It's called. No, sorry.
I'm totally gonna miss this one, obviously, because we're not together anymore, but.
He's going to watch it. He's going to tell everybody and then watch it. He's like, I have to know what happens to Katniss.
I really have no attachment to the movie.
The first book is actually not bad for young adult literature.
And now that J-Law's titties are out there, there's really no reason to see the movie because I've seen everything. So there's nothing left to the imagination.
The mysticism is gone.
The documentary is called Superior Firepower, The Making of Aliens.
Superior Firepower. All right.
It is pretty badass. So if you're like bored and want something on the background for 3 hours... watch it.
So I guess this is something I never, ever talked about, and James was giving me shit for it on Facebook. But I'm going to the Dota 2 International Tournament next week. And this is like something kind of a long time in the making. I had no intention of doing it until my girlfriend broke up with me in April. And then, because I usually take like a week and a half off from work to go see her. And I'm like, oh, well, what the fuck am I going to do with that vacation time now? I got no plans. Mm-hmm. I played Dota back when I was in college, back when it was just like a Warcraft 3 mod.
Yeah.
And then after a while, some of the people that broke off from the Dota team started to write games and make League of Legends. So I started playing that with a group of friends. And we got bored of that. Oh, well, we didn't get bored of it. But then Dota 2 came out on Steam, and we played that. And then Heroes of the Storm came out, and that's what I've been playing with that particular group of heroes, friends, for like the last couple of months. But I've always kind of been in the Dota 2 scene. And actually, surprisingly, my ex-girlfriend really loved it too. She saw a documentary on free-to-play games, and there was a guy that was in the documentary called Dendi, who's a professional Dota 2 player, and she like instantly got a huge crush on that guy because he looks like Hiccup from How I Met Your Dragons. Like, shit you not, that was the only reason she seemed to like him.
The thing, the words you're saying,
that's
right,
a weird
now
reason
are
to
just,
start playing a video
just
game.
Totally foreign to me. I don't know anything that you're talking about, but go on.
You haven't seen How to Train Your Dragon?
No, I haven't.
Hiccup?
God damn it.
Okay. He's like a real life version of Hiccup. So she got really into the game, and I started playing with her. And when she broke up with me, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I just had this like overcorrection, like, I'm going to go to fucking Dota 2 and see international.
I want to become Dendi. Yeah.
I feel like I've let you down as a friend, Danny, because your reaction, and I should be there for you, should be like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go bang the shit out of some hookers in Vegas. That is the, that is the correct response.
Yeah, but
Ranch,
like, when I consider
Danny,
what I want to do with my vacation time, there's all kinds of stuff I'd love to do. I'd love to go to like Vegas, go to
Bunny Ranch,
go on like a cruise, all kinds of crazy stuff. But it's none of it is stuff I would want to do alone.
Do you want to do the Bunny Ranch thing alone? I mean,
I don't know.
For the most part,
those Dota 2 chicks like slang it out, I've heard. So maybe
I have a friend that still lives in Seattle. So I'm using it as like a double opportunity to go see my friend. And I have an aunt that lives in Seattle. So I want to pay for a hotel the entire time I'm there. And, the only reason I haven't talked about it so far is because I bought, like, the event, the tickets went on sale in March, so I had no intention of going then, and they sold out day one. So I had to buy it from a scalper. And I bought it from a guy in June, and apparently they hadn't sent the tickets to these scalpers yet at that point. And I kept emailing a guy for like a month, like 2 months. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying, they haven't sent it to me yet. They haven't sent it to me yet. And I just got it in the mail last week from this guy. I was like so worried that he was.
How much do they run?
It's like $125 at the box office. So you get like 100% markup basically. So I paid like $250.
Okay.
Now they're selling for like $300 or something if you're still looking for a ticket.
Is it a multi-day pass or is it just like
a
one-day
event? It's a whole week-long event.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what do? Do you just watch people play Dota?
I have no idea. That's half the reason I want to go. It seems like they have games going on from like 10 a.m. or maybe 9 a.m. to like 5 p.m. at night. Mm-hmm. But I got to imagine there's more to do than just watch Dota there. They probably have...
If it's like Evo, like the big draw is the parties and the...
Yeah, I assume
that
there's going to be
and everything.
Some sort of... other events, kind of like at Gen Con, they have like auctions and other kind of. Like, so I'm kind of curious what else there is to do.
Like Mad Cats will probably have a party somewhere.
Yeah,
like,
that would be awesome. Yeah.
There'll be a couple of booths where you can try new shit out and stuff, probably.
I love the auctions at Gen Con. Those are good.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, I'm not bashing the auctions. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not either. I really like doing them.
Yeah, there's like a lot of cool stuff to do at these kind of conventions, and you don't really know what they do there until you go. And it's actually. I've been like trying to look up what they do. It's super mysterious. Like I thought the Dota 2 webpage would have like scheduled events and stuff like that. There's like nothing. I don't even know what time any of the games start. I suppose they just put it in all a book and I have to read it when I get there or something.
They're going
to
get there. They're going to frisk you. Make sure you're not wired. Then you'll get a program. That's all on the down low.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Underground Gaming League. Bring it on.
You ever had those like things where like, or like dreams where you like, you embarrass yourself in public and hundreds of people just like look at you? That was my experience at Gen Con last year. At about 8 o'clock at night, I burst into the auction hall and there's like 100 people in there and they're auctioning. And it's like very quiet. And I just burst in like, I am on acid. And like 100 people turn and look at me. And I'm like, I really did not have a follow up to that statement. I don't know what I'm doing here. And then I ran away.
When you said an auction, I almost expected you to say you burst in like $1,000.
Might have been a better statement. People just look really perplexed, and the auctioneer was like,
I had a reoccurring nightmare in high school where I would just show up in my boxers with a blanket wrapped around me. And for some reason, I didn't realize that's all I was wearing until I was in the middle of a spell.
I think you can look that up on the internet.
Yeah.
I think I'll tell you what it means.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Basically showing up to school naked.
Yeah.
I pissed my pants in kindergarten once and had to wear a trash bag around my waist for like an hour until my parents came and picked me up.
Have you guys heard all the VR masks that are coming out nowadays, that any game that involves you falling, like when you have like a full helmet on, you can only fall for like a fraction of a second before it will literally mess with your equilibrium and like make you vomit in real life.
I would like to put that to the test.
Like, they actually have to, like, tweak it to where how long it'll let you fall before it, like, anytime you fall down, it cuts to black, and then it'll restart. Because if it lets you fall too long, that it'll, it, like, it really messes you up physically. I thought that was pretty neat that it has that big of an effect.
See, they said that thing with the cinnamon challenge. You're like, James, you can't eat a giant spoonful of cinnamon without vomiting. And I ate that thing and swallowed it. I mean, it was horrible. But it can be done. You just have to prepare yourself for it mentally.
Apparently, the dream means if you're uncomfortable being naked, that you have a problem that you've been ignoring. You have to.
The problem is you're uncomfortable being naked.
I am uncomfortable being naked.
I will get naked in front of anything or anyone.
I'm actually really surprised with all of like the Google Cloud hacks where they like put all the naked pictures up. I'm like, man. I've never taken a picture of myself naked. I didn't realize this was so big of a problem.
Danny's hanging dong on the cloud. I had to ask it. I was like, what? Because everybody's like, Ashley Madison, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I had to look up what Ashley Madison
was. And then they're like, oh, the hack. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why would you use your real name?
Yeah.
But I don't understand that. Do you have to pay for it? Do you have to get your credit card in or something?
I don't know. I guess like because you have to meet up eventually, maybe.
Isn't the hack or whatever, they like publish people's real names like from the website? So I assumed it was like usernames and then like
it's probably credit card names on credit cards.
I just always assume it's all that shit is like all full of dudes. So like
me too. Like isn't like, it like 70% dudes?
Sure it is.
There was a Vice article about it. I think I read that
like
said
the,
it was
an
like,
equilibrium of dudes, women on dating sites.
It said if you keep at it, you'll eventually get laid. But like, yeah, he mostly ran into dudes that were pretending to be women. And
well, the site like advertises itself as married people trying to meet married people and just to have an affair.
Oh, was it? It was married people.
Yeah.
That's the whole site.
That's the whole site. Life is short.
Have an affair.
That's right. And so like point is married person have an affair. And they release like the top 10 excuses that some person will give their spouse for being on Ashley Madison. And like the number one was I signed up when I was single. Looking to cheat with people with women on their husbands. So if my name pops up, that's why I'm on there, honey. And that was like the number.
Like we've
one
been married for 10 years. Why not just go to a bar?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is not hard for people to get laid nowadays. Like so, anybody can just do
except
it
for
anyway.
Danny.
I feel bad now.
Danny's like, oh. So as I say, we should go into Vegas to the Bunny Ranch.
I told Danny we definitely need to do an adults only trip to Star Wars weekend at Disney World next year. I've always wanted to do that, and I have the freedom now. So.
Have you ever seen the HBO did the documentary on the Bunny Ranch?
Oh, yeah. They have the show, the Cat House show about it takes place at the ranch.
It was very, like, you understand the concept. Like, you go and you pay somebody and they sleep with you, but, like, the business side of it was very interesting.
Yeah.
If it was legal everywhere, I would definitely run a prostitute house instead of a game store.
Why not both? Customers have something to do while they're waiting.
Well, I think you play games while you're waiting. You could play games with a woman's private parts, but that is illegal.
All right. Well,
we'll end on that.
We'll end on that note. yeah, if you have any more criticisms about our show.
Yeah, Matt, just let us know. We'll read them every week.
Send them to Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast at gmail.com.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.